Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to another exciting episode of The Robinson Show. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson, and I want to get right into this week's show because we've got a lot going on in the world of sports. And I want to touch bases. I want to start off with the news in the National Football League, particularly with Michael Bennett. Of course, Michael Bennett has only been with the Philadelphia Eagles for almost 2 weeks, but his future could be in jeopardy. Currently, there was an arrest warrant that was issued for him after a grand jury in Houston, in Harris County, Texas, right outside of Houston, indicted him on a felony charge of injury of the elderly following last year's Super Bowl in Houston. The scenario that plays out is this. Bennett was in Houston to watch his brother Martellus play for the New England Patriots, and at the end of the game when the Patriots came back and beat the Atlanta Falcons, it's a report going out, according to the Harris County, Texas District Attorney's Office, that Bennett allegedly shoved a 66-year-old disabled woman who happened to be working security for that Super Bowl. It turns out that he allegedly shoved her as he made his way to the field where the players were beginning to celebrate. Also, the allegations was that the woman that had was working security for NRG Stadium, where the Super Bowl was being held, told Bennett that he needed to use a different entrance for field access. He refused and he pushed through security, including the woman that was a part of the staff, which was a 66-year-old paraplegic. Now, there was a press conference that was held by the Houston Police Department, and the police chief, Art Acevedo, said that the woman suffered a sprained shoulder. Now, yesterday, Bennett turned himself in to Houston police, and he surrendered to authorities in Houston, but he posted bail, which was set at $10,000. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles have spoke on it, including general manager Howie Roseman said that people are innocent until proven guilty, but a video that emerged from this ongoing saga is available on my website, therobinsonreport.net, and the video is courtesy of another sports website titled The Fumble, and they have a great YouTube channel where you can check out their information. So, again, the link is posted on my website on the NFL tab at therobinsonreport.net. But something about this is very fishy. I don't understand. I think, first of all, the incident happened in February of last year. I want to know what is the reason for this incident to be coming out all of a sudden? And clearly, first of all, there's no, as of when the police chief was asked, was there any video of the incident? And he says, no, there's no video that is present that this incident had taken place. So clearly that was already something to me fishy going on, because you have to have evidence to prove that this woman was assaulted or hurt in any sort of way. But when you see the video on the link on therobinsonreport.net, then you can figure it out for yourself. But I think it's just a miscarriage of injustice. I just think that something's not right about this. I think Michael Bennett will have nothing to worry about. I think he's going to beat this case. I think it's insane. It's ridiculous. He's just been beat up far too long. Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect. But, I mean, the man has done so much to raise awareness. Him and his brother, they've done so much to raise awareness about issues going on in the black community, from police brutality to institutionalized racism. And this is something that it won't go away anytime soon. But I firmly believe that Michael Bennett is going to win this. He's going to get away scot-free from this. And again, it's amazing that why wasn't charges pressed last year? Why did it take over a year for this to happen? Why did it take so long for this investigation to happen? Well, according to the Houston police chief, he says that they've had other serious crimes that they had to take care of, and also Hurricane Harvey. But nevertheless, again, Michael Bennett again surrendered himself to a Houston authorities in Houston yesterday. But good news is that he was released on he posted his bond of $10,000. So this is something we're definitely going to have to pay attention to, because this could determine the fate not only of his future NFL career, but also this coming season, well, what's going to happen with the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. We move on from Michael Bennett to his teammate, his prospective teammate, Chris Long. Chris Long will return to the Eagles for a 2018 season. He was thinking about retiring, but he decided to come back. He signed a deal last week that's going to guarantee him $3 million. Also, Ndamukong Suh, the Ndamukong Suh sweepstakes are over with. The Rams, the Jets, the Saints, and the Titans were all interested in him. The Jets clearly gave him the biggest – gave him the best deal out of the four, but they later removed the offer, and he wound up going to the Los Angeles Rams, where he signed a one-year, $14 million deal. In actuality, my opinion is this. I think it was a blessing for him to go to the Rams. The Jets are young, and they're rebuilding, so the Jets are probably the next 3 to 5 years away from really making a playoff run. But with him going to L.A., the Rams are ready to win right now. They've got a young offense with Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Tavon Austin. They've also got Cooper Kupp, who's a quality wide receiver. And then that defense was outstanding this year with the addition of Aqib Talib. And you also have Aqib Talib and then, of course, Aaron Donald on the defensive end. So certainly Ndamukong Suh, again, he's taking less money to go to L.A., but the Rams are definitely in a position to win right now, and the future is bright right now, and they're ready to win. So Sue heads out west and goes to L.A., and also backup quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Trayvon Boykin, was released by the team due to an alleged domestic violence incident. More information is available on the website at therobinsonreport.net. A lot of things happening in NBA news. The Golden State Warriors, of course, announced that Steph Curry suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain in his left knee. Is expected to be out 3 weeks. Steph says he could be back for the start of the playoffs, but his head coach Steve Kerr isn't looking too optimistic about that. But one thing about Steph, we know that he's a fighter, and he's always someone that's always bounced back from adversity since he's been in the league. So definitely something we'll pay attention to. I think Steph will be back for the playoffs. Again, he'll be out for 3 weeks. After the three-week period, he'll be reevaluated, and the Warriors, along with Coach Kerr and Steph, will make a determination if he'll be ready to go for the first round of the playoffs. The injury happened late in the third quarter of the game against the Atlanta Hawks when his own teammate, JaVale McGee, was attempting to block a shot. He fell backward, and he landed into Curry's left knee. So it was a nasty injury, but the good news is that it was only a grade 2, so he's only going to be out for 3 weeks, so we'll pay attention to that. Also, speaking of impact players, Boston Celtics guard Kyrie Irving had a minimally invasive procedure done to remove a tension wire in his left knee. He'll be out 3 to 6 weeks. Irving's knee is fine, and his fractured patella tendon is fully healed, but 3 to 6 weeks, that's quite a while, because now I think Golden State won't have too much to worry about with Steph being out. He's only going to be out for 3 weeks, but Kyrie, the Celtics situation is going to be interesting in the East, because they currently sit in the second, they currently are the second seed in the Eastern Conference, but Cleveland has been hot as of lately, and LeBron and the crew, they're getting hot at the right time. So again, this is going to be something that the Celtics need to pay attention to. Again, Kyrie's going to be out for 3 to 6 weeks. That's going well into the first and even possibly into the second round of the playoffs. And by that time, I mean, Toronto clearly is going to have the number one seed locked up, but Cleveland could steal the second seed from Boston before the end of the regular season. So again, it's something that Celtic fans are going to have to pay attention to. And again, it's something that, you know, it's a terrible time for Boston to have this injury like this. But again, Boston, they've got enough weapons. They've got Jaylen Brown. They've got Al Horford. They've got a ton of superstars to carry them along the way. So it's something we're going to pay attention to as the NBA season continues their stretch going into the postseason. March Madness is heating up, had some great games this weekend. How about Loyola Chicago making their way to the NCAA Final Four on Saturday? Last Thursday, they beat the University of Nevada in a close game, 69-68. And then on, excuse me, on Saturday, they handled their business by beating Kansas State. That game was no contest. They won that game 78-62. So Loyola Chicago, there's all every March Madness, there's a team that takes the nation by storm. It captures the nation's attention and it keeps them at the edge of the edge of their seats. And certainly the Ramblers are keeping not only my attention, but they've kept a lot of attention of the American public. And there's a special lady by the name of Sister Jean, who is their chaplain, and she's in her late 90s, but she's there at all of the games, and she prays with them before and after the games. And certainly she's been a bright spot. She's been a guiding light in helping Loyola Chicago make their championship run thus far. And they'll be in the Final Four on Saturday. So certainly some big games happening. We got Loyola Chicago advancing to the Final Four along with the University of Michigan. Also, we've got Villanova and Kansas. That was a great game on Sunday between Duke and Kansas. Kansas won that with 85-81. Also, in the Women's March Madness on Sunday, you had Louisville beating Oregon State, and you had Mississippi State beating UCLA. So certainly some great games there. And also, Connecticut beat South Carolina. So Dawn Staley and the Lady Gamecocks won't go for a repeat national championship this year, as they were dethroned by the Lady Huskies, and Notre Dame beat Oregon 84-74. So certainly both men's and women's March Madness has been exciting thus far, and it's going to get even better in the Final Four matchups, especially in the men's portion with Loyola Chicago. So certainly a lot of things happening in the world of sports. Coming up next on The Robinson Show, you've got more on WWE, also NHL, NBA, and opening day in Major League Baseball. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the highlight reel. It's all the good things, and then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that, like, you know, you're failing it. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. You know, we all are human. We all have weaknesses, and I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just the opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
D-A-T-L-E-S-Eagles! Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson. For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. The WWE, yes, I said it, the WWE will have their annual WrestleMania event, and it will be taking place in the great city of New Orleans on next Sunday, April the 8th, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And let's give you a quick list of matches that are expected to take place at WrestleMania 34. We've got Brock Lesnar going up against Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship. You've got AJ Styles going up against Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship. You've got The Miz going up against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor in a triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Also in a triple threat match for the U.S. Championship, you've got Randy Orton squaring off against Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal. For the WWE Raw Women's Championship, you have Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Also in a singles match for the SmackDown Women's Championship, you have Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. In a tag team match for the Raw Tag Team Championship, you have Cesaro and Sheamus going up against Braun Strowman and a partner to be determined. It's interesting for those of you that have been watching WWE program, and it could be his tag team partner could possibly be Bray Wyatt. We don't know. I don't know. We shall see. But anyway, it's going to be Cesaro and Sheamus going up against Braun Strowman and his partner to be determined. Also for the vacant WWE Cruiserweight Championship, you have Cedric Alexander against Mustafa Ali. You also have the Women's Battle Royal, the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, and also the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. There's been talks that John Cena will be at WrestleMania. Will he square off against The Undertaker? Again, if you've been paying attention to WWE programming and watching Raw or SmackDown or any of the other WWE programming, John Cena for the last several weeks, he's made open challenges to The Phenom, the man from the dark side. And, you know, when you think of WrestleMania, one of the wrestlers that comes to your mind is The Undertaker. The man has electrified so many fans and for many years from arena to arena, from city to city. Will the dead man show up at this year's WrestleMania in New Orleans to face John Cena? The only thing I can say is pay attention to WWE programming. We could have a decision in the next several days or so. We'll find out. And, of course, the mixed tag team match, the big match that everybody's been talking about, Kurt Angle and his partner making her debut, Ronda Rousey. Yes, Ronda Rousey will make her WWE debut at WrestleMania 34. Her and Kurt Angle will battle Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Should be an interesting matchup. You know, when you talk about WrestleMania, it's always filled with celebrities and it's star-studded and it's pageantry unlike any other. So this one's going to be a great WrestleMania this year. And don't forget, WrestleMania 34 will be next Sunday, which is April the 8th, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Speaking of also looking forward to something great, one of my favorite times of the year will be taking place on Thursday, opening day of Major League Baseball. Here's the schedule for opening day, starting off with the Chicago Cubs taking on the Miami Marlins. That game will be on at 12:40 Central Standard Time. You can watch that game on ESPN. Also, we've got the St. Louis Cardinals taking on my New York Mets. followed by the Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the Detroit Tigers. The Minnesota Twins will battle the Baltimore Orioles. The defending champion Houston Astros will play the Texas Rangers. The New York Yankees, the new-look New York Yankees with Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and their new manager, Aaron Boone. They'll go up to the six and play the Toronto Blue Jays. Also, you got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim will take on the Oakland Athletics. The Boston Red Sox will take on the Tampa Bay Rays. The Phillies will take on the Braves. You also got the Washington Nationals playing the Cincinnati Reds. The Brewers will play the Padres. The White Sox will battle the Royals. The San Francisco Giants will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the Battle of California. That game will be on at 7:10 p.m. on ESPN. And you also got a late game up in the Pacific Northwest between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. That game will take place at 10:10 p.m. on ESPN. And then you've got Colorado taking on Arizona. So Major League Baseball heating up, got a lot of great games. Just a great season to look forward to. Will the Astros repeat? What about the New York Yankees? Aaron Judge, can he have a sophomore slump? Or will he pick up right where he left off at? And what about Giancarlo Stanton? We know he was a power guy during his years in Miami. Will he continue that success with the Bronx Bombers? We'll find out on Thursday when opening day begins. In the meantime, let's get you caught up on the NBA schedule for tonight. You've got the Spurs taking on the Wizards, followed by the Nuggets playing the Raptors. You've also got the Cavaliers playing the Heat. The Bulls will battle the Rockets. The Trailblazers will play the Pelicans. The Mavericks will play the Kings. The Pacers take on the Warriors. And then you've got the Bucks and the Clippers in the nightcap. So certainly the NBA making that stretch down the regular season and heading into the playoffs. So something we're definitely going to have to watch out for. Some important games are definitely coming up. And also our NHL schedule tonight, we've got the Hurricanes taking on the Devils. We've got the Penguins battling the Red Wings. We've also got the Islanders taking on the Senators. San Jose will play St. Louis. Boston will play Winnipeg. Also, we've got Minnesota playing Nashville. We've got Philadelphia taking on Dallas. Columbus will play Edmonton. And you've got Anaheim playing Vancouver. So, again, similar to the NBA regular season, they're making their way down the stretch. The NHL regular season is making its way down that playoff stretch as well. So important matchups are definitely heating up. So definitely something we have to pay attention to. Coming up next, I'll take some calls. Guest call in 516-453-6092. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
I think the big thing is don't be afraid to fail. I think, you know, in our society today, you know, Instagram, Twitter, it's a highlight reel. You know, it's all the good things. And then when you look at it, you know, you think like, wow, when you have a rough day, your life's not as good as that. Like, you know, you're failing. And I don't think, you know, failure's part of life. That's a part of building character and growing. Like, without failure, who would you be? I wouldn't be up here if I hadn't fallen thousands of times, made mistakes. We're all human. We all have weaknesses. And I think throughout this, just being able to share that and be transparent. I know when I listen to people speak and they share their weaknesses, I'm listening because I can resonate. So I'm not perfect, not Superman. Might be in the NFL and we might have just won the Super Bowl, but hey, we still have daily struggles. I still have daily struggles. So, but that's where my faith comes in. That's where my family comes in. And, you know, I think when you look at a struggle in your life, just know that, you know, that's just the opportunity for your character to grow. And that's really just been the message. Simple. Like, if something's going on in your life and you're struggling, embrace it, because you're growing.
D-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season, available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com.
All right, welcome back to the Robinson Show, everybody. Let's, again, we're going to take a quick caller right here. Again, the number is 516-453-6092. So, again, let's take a caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the Robinson Show.
Hey,
What's going on? Is this Uncle Leroy Jr.?
Hey, I tried to say the Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior.
All right, well, you know what? But before I get to your call real quick, you got a show coming up on Friday at 7 o'clock. That's the Sports Chatter Show, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Live in effect. Yes. Thanks for, you know, for the vibe. But, yeah, you know, the dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. The other way around. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, tune in every Saturday to Sports Chatter Show at 7 p.m. Never know. That's every Saturday. Every Friday on the Sports Chatter Show at 7 p.m. Never know who's going to stop by or pop up. But, yeah, you know, it goes down in a major way with the talking jokes, right?
That's what's up. Quickly, real quick, before we head on out of here, anything you want to talk about? Anything on your mind?
Yeah. Man, like, there's a lot. Like, I see you brought me, you pulled my coattail. I'm like, dang, I didn't even know the NHL was actually going on. Like, it was coming to an end. So, who do you think are your front runners?
In the NHL right now, you know what team is heating up right now? The Vegas Golden Knights. And only their first. This is only their first year in existence, and they've done a great job thus far. They've got a young team, a great team. It's a solid team. So right now, Vegas has been doing well. Of course, the defending champion, the Pittsburgh Penguins with Sidney Crosby, and the Washington Capitals with Alex Ovechkin. So the three teams I'm looking at: Vegas, Washington, Pittsburgh, and then Philly is good as well. So, but yeah, anyway, we lost Uncle Leroy, but we thank him for calling in. And then real quickly, the RobinsonReport.net is your latest source for news and information in the world of sports. Anything you want to check out, whether it be scores, highlights, video clips, again, it's all at your fingertips at the RobinsonReport.net. And also, Flying High to Victory, the ebook available on Lulu.com, recapping the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. It's something that you would want to get for you and the entire family. So make sure you check that out. It's time for me to roll out this week right here on the Robinson Show. But as always, I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. And until next time, remember, stick to the script. We out. Peace.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at Lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.